Chapter 5, What Bugs You? Let me give you some examples of how I've implemented Lean at home, not just at work. I have a closet, and when I go into the closet every morning, there are about 10 different suits that I wear, as well as my casual clothes and sportswear. The problem is that I'm a 50-year-old, and I'm blind as a bat. I can no longer distinguish the different colors with ease. When I built the house 16 years ago, I installed a light in the closet. It still works fine, but my eyes don't. With one light, you get shadows and dark corners, which means every morning is a struggle. I found myself pulling a suit out of my closet, not my polyester powder suit, of course, walking into the center of my bedroom under the brighter light in order to match a shirt and tie. After so many trips to and from the closet, I realized how tedious this had become. The process of getting dressed was bugging me. What would happen if I put two or three more fluorescent lights in there? There would be no more shadows or dark corners. That was my next weekend project. Today, my closet is illuminated as though God were talking to me in the morning. When I turn on that light switch, I can see every nuance of color differentiation between my suits, my clothes, my shirts, and my pants. Now, starting my day with something as routine as getting dressed no longer frustrates me or slows me down. These little victories are psychologically liberating. They sound like such small things, but when you simplify a necessary daily process from a tedious back and forth effort into an easy set of options, life gets really good, really fast. No more walking back and forth. No more guessing. No more mistakes. No more rework. No more hassle. I had been suffering for 16 years with the problem and never solved it. With one moment of recognition, this process really bugs me, and a commitment to fixing it, the weekend project, I improved one of the first processes I performed every day for the rest of my life. Lean is about fixing what bugs you. I learned this concept from Carl Waddenston from Vibeco. Carl is another one of those rare lean thinkers who makes lean both simple and fun. He runs a big company in Providence, Rhode Island that makes industrial vibrators. Yeah, for concrete and material, not you know what I mean. For bulk material handling and concrete. Anyways, Carl's got a great sense of humor, and all of his people do as well. Carl has a radio show called The Lean Nation, or The Vibration Nation, and he runs around his company wearing a pith helmet declaring, "We are at war with waste." He's one of my best lean buddies, and he's turned me on to this concept. Remember, lean is simply fixing what bugs you. What bugged me was I couldn't see my clothes in the closet. So I took action and I made it happen. Now, for the rest of my life, I enjoy the experience of getting dressed in the morning with good lighting as I look over my clothes. Not to mention, I got some honeydew points because my wife shares the same closet and now she can see her clothes better as well. Everybody wins. Another benefit of lean. I have literally made hundreds of lean improvements in my home, but let me share with you one of my favorites. In the morning, I make tea. I like to put a little pack of Splenda in, some cinnamon, and then my tea. I do this every morning. The process is straightforward enough. I open the drawer, pull out a pack of Splenda, tear it open, dump it into my tea, turn around, walk to the trash, and put the empty Splenda pack in the trash. I then put a shot of cinnamon in my cup and then put the cinnamon away. I put in a tea bag, walk over to the hot water tap, put my hot water in, and I'm done. Actually, I don't like having to tear those packs of Splenda open. I have been doing it for years and it drives me crazy. One day I decided to buy Splenda in bulk. I thought a little sugar shaker, put the Splenda in it. After that, my routine changed slightly. I would take the cup out, one shot of Splenda, one shot of cinnamon, put the tea bag in, put the hot water in, and I was done. I saved myself about 5 seconds, not having to tear open the Splenda pack. I know you're thinking, it's a small thing, but it's the small things that add up to the big things. Next, I thought to myself, I'm the only one in the house that uses cinnamon and Splenda, so why not just take the cinnamon and put it in the Splenda shaker? Again, my routine was simplified. Now I just give one shake of Splenda Cinnamon Mix, then put the tea bag in, then the hot water, and I was done without making a single step. And I mean steps as in walking. Remember, I used to go to the trash can, throw out the Splenda, come back over. Now I've eliminated that whole process. So not only have I eliminated steps in the process, I've eliminated physical steps. I save myself maybe about 10 seconds every day for the rest of my life. Of course, I make about 3 or 4 cups of tea a day. So you multiply 10 seconds 3 or 4 times a day, and you see how making tea is now a breeze and gets me out the door that much faster. So a quick review. Remember, I save 30 seconds per day, which equals 3 hours a year. That's significant. Distance, 10 steps per cup of tea times 3 cups per day is 30 steps. Save per year is 32,850 steps, or 6 miles less traveled. I know a bunch of you are saying, well, that's exercise, Paul. I got news for you. The only time you do an exercise is when you're sweating. In addition, though, think about all the other wastes I've eliminated on a more global level. There are lots of processes involved. There's the process of getting Splenda in those packets, the waste involved in the labor and production that goes into making those little paper packets. Somebody has to make, print, transport those packets, then deliver, and the final product needs to be stored. Somebody has to inventory it in the store. I have to buy it, then take it home, put it in my closet, pull it out of the drawer, then I use it, throw it out, then the garbage truck has to pick it up and haul it to the landfill, and the landfill guy has to plow it under, and then the landfill has to be managed. There is a lot of waste associated with that one act, and yet it happens billions of times a day all over the world, not just with Splenda, but with lots of things. And now I've eliminated all that. I don't have to waste that paper. I don't have to cut down that tree. Lean is really the ultimate green vehicle. I'll give you 2 more examples of what I've done in my home, though I could go on and on, because remember, lean's a big game for me and I'm constantly improving everything. This one, though, is a favorite for those of us who hate cleaning off the grass that's packed underneath our lawnmower deck after we finish mowing. I used to bag my grass all the time, but that was a lot of time and a lot of waste because I always was getting off the mower to empty the bag several times during the process. Remember, you're only adding value when you're changing things. When I'm actually cutting the grass, I'm adding value, but when I'm taking the grass clippings and dumping them, the grass is not getting cut. No value added, so that's waste. Somebody once suggested that I try mulching it. I said, I didn't really want to do that because my lawn doesn't look that good after mulching. Well, I learned that if I mowed the lawn a little bit taller, getting less clippings, my lawn would actually start looking better in the long run. So I started mulching it. Now I have to fertilize less because the mulch grass is actually a lot healthier for the lawn. I save money and time by not having to fertilize half as much as I used to. Whether I bagged or mulched the grass, when I finished mowing the lawn, I actually had to go spray off and clean the bottom of the lawnmower deck because grass would get packed up on the blades underneath. I live in the Pacific Northwest where we mow even when it rains. And yes, it rains all the time. This was a big hassle and a lot of work. I would have to get off my lawnmower, take a hose, stick it underneath the mower, and clean under the deck of my mower. It was a very labor-intensive process. I didn't like doing it. What would happen if I laid a pipe on the ground, drilled a hole in it, and hooked a garden hose up to it with a little on and off diverter switch? I would be able to drive the mower over the pipe, turn the little knob, and let the water spray up evenly underneath the entire deck. Well, I tried it, and guess what? It worked. It saved me a lot of time. I no longer had to get off and on the lawnmower. Lean is the process of continuous improvement, right? I didn't like how that hose and pipe contraption looked in my equipment area. So I took it one step further. What if I built that little pipe into the concrete, cut out a little hole, put in a pipe in there, put the concrete back over the top so that only little holes were visible in the concrete? Again, I just drove over, pulled the lever back, and the water sprayed up out of the concrete. My deck cleaning system was camouflage. It was clean. No hose, no pipe contraption laying around to clutter up my work area. It was seamless, Well, I did it. And you know what? It works fabulously. My friends just drool over the cool mechanism I built. Why? Because it's actually cool and fun. This is lean thinking. Now, when I finish my lawn, it's easy and fun to clean off the bottom of the deck. I feel good about the continued improved state of my home. Now, my last example, lean improvement in the house, is one of my favorites as well because it's so simple. My two children, 16 and 18 years old, respectively, like to eat toast. They make their toast. Being teenagers, they leave the butter knife sitting on the counter. Frankly, this habit was driving me crazy for some time. It didn't matter how much I harangued them to put the butter knife on the edge of the dish or in the dishwasher. Oh, for a day or two it'd be remedied because my kids are good kids and they do listen to me sometimes. Soon enough, though, that knife would start showing up again, leaving crumbs and butter on the counter. So one day I asked myself, why does the butter knife always end up on the counter? You see, it's always a process problem. I'm going off script right here. The answer is because the butter knife doesn't sit very long on the edge of the butter dish. It just falls off. So I wondered, what would happen if I used a paintbrush to butter my toast? I went over to the kitchen drawer, opened it up, and found this really cute pastry brush that was round and short and had little bristles on it, and very attractive for that matter. I took it over, I put it in the soft butter, and the brush stood up perfectly. I made a piece of toast to test the idea, and lo and behold, it worked perfectly. The butter brush stuck in the butter so it didn't fall out very easily, and it looks nice standing straight up in that little butter dish. So when I came home that evening, my daughter said, "Hey, Papa, that butter brush is so cool. It's so easy." That's the power of lean thinking. It works, and people recognize it works because life is simplified because the process was improved. And something that really bugged me before is resolved. Now, that's a critical point I want to make here. Lean is really about removing those things that bug you. This is the way I teach lean because it's a fun starting point. People can understand and identify with all the things in their life that bug them and drive them crazy. Also, people enjoy being asked, "What bugs you?" Everybody's got to complain about something. The shy ones might not offer anything at first, but I guarantee you, they will start thinking about it. And before long, they will be just as engaged in the process as you are. When we reduce lean concepts down to simple ideas like this, everybody wins. This is why lean works everywhere it is tried, at home and at work. The quality of life can be improved. Just ask yourself every day, what bugs me? I guarantee you, your answer will surprise you. Okay, the one thing. You are at war with what bugs you. Thank you, Carl. Great idea. A great video to watch for this chapter is Lean at Home. I made this video not that long ago. It's about 9 minutes long, but it walks you through my house because one of the questions that people always ask me is, do you do Lean at Home? Of course, they're touring our facility and they're just like, wow, this place is incredible. And they naturally say, what's your house like? Do you do Lean at Home? I do, and I've got a video to prove it.